So in continuation of the Drashot Aran, let's think for a minute what happened as a result of Avram standing up to the test, and what would have happened had Avram not stood up to the test. So very often, most of the time, our temptation to step away from a test or to fail a test is because we feel like I don't want the results of this to be what the results seem to be. It's not what I want. And we think that, hey, I run the show, or at least I run part of the show, so I'm going to do what I think is right. That's the challenge, because we live in a world where Hashem hides His presence, as the Navi Yeshaya says. Hashem is kel mistater. He's a hidden God. He's not so overt. You can see Him in certain ways, but then you have many things that you don't see. You ask yourself, why? How could certain things happen in the world? How come people are getting away with things? Habakkuk asked the question. Everyone asked the question. So we live in a world where Hashem doesn't overtly show us that you do what's right and the product of it is going to be good. You don't always see it. So that's the challenge. Now, what really happened in the story of the Akedah? Avram Avinu takes Yitzchak, binds him, prepares to do it, and Hashem says, this is going to be the merit that's going to save your children for eternity. Every Rosh Hashanah we get judged. Every Rosh Hashanah we blow shofar. We bring up the commemoration of the binding. And we say, Rabon Shalom, remember what he was willing to do? And that merit help us. So we still benefit from the merits of the Akedah till today. Avraham Avinu thought he was destroying his future by doing it, but he said, if that's what Hashem wants, that's what I'll do. Where in essence, by doing it, he was ensuring the future. And what would have been had he not done it? So we don't always see the happy ending. Meaning, Avraham Avinu had that tremendous blessing that in this realm, he saw the happy ending. It's correct that he also saw the sad ending. He comes home and finds his wife died. He comes home and finds out his wife died out of sorrow over what happened here. So even happy endings in the Torah have a twist to them. You'll notice things never seem perfect, right? That's part of living in this world. But at the end of the day, we know all the benefits that came from it. There's more to be discussed about Sarah's passing. That deserves a class unto itself, but save it.
Are there interesting to say the